We're waiting for you. Come and join us now.
All right, going back to the DTE Common Sense Hotline. And by the way, if you're watching on Dish Network or you're watching on America's Voice Network, wherever you might be, America's Voice on Dish is channel 219. So if you're ever somewhere and you can't get the program, no problem. We've got you covered now at channel 219 and Dish. Also on Roku TV, and I believe very soon in a couple of other places. And you can always go to americasvoicenews.com and check out the program live streaming in living color. And how does this look, right? Bunker looks pretty good, right? We're here in virus exile, asked by the mothership to go ahead and broadcast somewhere else for a couple of weeks, so we moved into the bunker. COVID-19 Studio B, we like to call it. We're going to go back to the phone lines, though. DTE Common Sense Hotline. What I started to say was anywhere in the country, you want to pick up the phone and call, you can do that. Anywhere out of the country. We get calls from New Zealand and other places sometimes. 888-900-9966. Paul is checking in. Commerce Township, Michigan, where Michigan's holding its primary today, of course. Paul, let's try it again.
Hey, bud, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. I had to take a couple calls. So
Wait a second. Call's more important than me? Wait. Call's more important than me? That hurts me a little bit. All right, I'm just kidding. Go on.
I feel a little dirty. I voted for Bernie to keep the Michigan chaos dream alive.
So do you know other folks that are doing that? Do you know any other folks that really are not Bernie supporters but said, you know what, give me the Democrat ballot so I can vote Bernie? Do you know other folks?
Yes, I got some buy-in from a couple of my friends for sure.
Right. I talked to a couple of people about that, and they said, I can't do it. I said, well, if it helps get Bernie on the ballot, they said, I can't vote for a communist. They were like, I just can't. But I understand what you're doing, and I think that's the problem or the good news with an open primary. It's Michigan's open primary deal. You can get a ballot for anybody. I think the Democrats pushed that because they thought that voting for Donald Trump and other candidates helps, you know, get a weak candidate. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But in this case, I agree with you. Bernie Sanders is not electable. What do you think? I mean, and what about Joe Biden, Paul? I mean, Joe Biden, nice guy. I'd have a beer with Joe Biden. I don't have anything against Joe Biden. He seems like a nice guy, but I don't want a guy who's so confused all the time to be president. I mean, is that fair?
It's very fair. You know, Grandpa Joe, you know, reminds me of old folks that I know that, you know, God love them, but, you know, hey, you don't want them driving the school bus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that covers it. I don't want him driving the school bus. All right, Paul. Greatly appreciate you checking in, my friend. Have a great rest of your day. There you have it, Project Chaos. Some folks in Michigan call it. And it goes both ways depending on the political year. But there is a whole host of folks out there. Will you be among them that has decided to vote for Bernie Sanders to keep the burn alive? Keep feeling the burn? Is that how Bernie Sanders won in 2016? I don't have any idea. But I know that he beat Hillary Clinton. And right now, looking at the polling, all the latest polling puts Joe Biden up by, I don't know, 12, 14 points. Let's see here. I had it right here. 21, 15, 12, 24, 21. I mean, those are the kind of polls that Joe Biden is looking at. And in fact, in one poll, this is a bit absurd. Maybe it turns out to be true. Target Insights has Joe Biden leading Bernie Sanders by 41 points today. 41. I think that's probably going to be a bit of a stretch. Yahoo by 12, Monmouth by 15, the Detroit Free Press by 24. Those are the numbers right here. And Mitchell Research at 21. But Target Insight has Joe Biden leading by 41 points, 65% to 24% over Bernie Sanders. We'll see if that plays out. I think that's fairly unlikely, but, you know, until you count the votes, I don't know. And here's the problem. And I want to play bite number one because Here's the problem. Joe Biden is a candidate who has repeated gaffes. And they're not just run-of-the-mill gaffes. They're senior moment gaffes. And they're almost daily. If not daily. Fact of the matter is, his team keeps the press away from him most of the time. And we do have another Democrat debate coming up shortly, and Bernie Sanders will carve him up. The question is, how far does Bernie Sanders go carving up Joe Biden? Because then he delivers him on a platter to Donald Trump if Joe Biden still prevails. Bite number one. Just take a look. Here's good flavor. Bite one. Go.
And folks, but to unify this nation, we first have to unify our party. And over the past week, we've gone a long way toward doing that. Mayor Pete, Senator Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Senator Booker, Senator Harris, Mayor Bloomberg, they have done something that I think the press is perplexed with as much as I am, that they've all come out and endorsed one at one time.
So he's perplexed that they've endorsed him. Don't worry, the rest of us are perplexed as well, Joe. We have no idea why these people would endorse you. You know, it's just one, you know, twisted up, convoluted comment after another. You know, at a certain age, boomer, you know, things go... At a certain age, things don't work quite right anymore. I've read that. Your eyes are the first to go, and then, never mind. Here we are in COVID-19 Studio B, locked down. The virus exile, day one from the mothership. We'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's 52 after hour number two on the Steve Weber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. You've heard about recent changes to no-fault auto insurance here in Michigan, and you may think your rates are going down. What you may not have heard is that you'll need to buy millions of dollars in additional coverage in case you're an at-fault driver. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Elected officials broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance in Michigan. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. It's as bad as it sounds. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.